This is a brief look at the International Court of Justice, or the World Court, which is an organ of the UN dealing with conflicts between countries. However, as John Lennon wrote, imagine there's no countries, it isn't hard to do. Imagine all the people living life in peace. They may say I'm a dreamer. Well, we don't live in peace and have plenty of troubles. From pandemics to political upheavals to huge pieces of ice breaking off into the oceans as temperatures rise, concomitant weather changes, ensuing wildfires, hurricanes and floods, decades of poisonous gases from cars, trucks and planes, it's not a very happy world. So if the whole planet's in trouble, then there need to be planet-wide solutions, which was actually long ago realized when the League of Nations was formed in 1920 with an American president, Woodrow Wilson, as a leading architect. Can there ever be world peace as dreamers have dreamed? After World War II, the UN was formed, and it has tried for the past 70 years to tackle worldwide problems that has often been hampered and blocked by powerful nations with veto power. A descendant from the 1920s League of Nations is the International Court of Justice, or ICJ. By the way, the ICJ is not the same as the International Criminal Court. There are 15 judges on the World Court who serve for 9 years each, with no two from the same country. Typically, they are professors of law and legal scholars elected by the UN. When in session, they sit in an older and magnificent building at The Hague and receive salaries of roughly $175,000 each. One of the earliest cases before the ICJ was in 1949, a dispute about fisheries between Norway and UK, and the court's judges made a decision that is listed as judgment on merits. And what exactly is such a judgment? Well, according to legal sources, it apparently means a decision based on the facts and evidence disclosed. In 1999, there was an important case between Croatia and Serbia, but let's look at a more recent one, between Iran and the US, a case that is still in progress. There have been different aspects to it, but a recent aspect came about after Trump's all-too-common disparagement of international cooperation. In contrast to President Wilson, international cooperation is a dirty phrase to him, and apparently throughout his administration. We can go from Lenin's imagining a peaceful world to Pope Francis, who has often denounced, quote, narrow and violent nationalism. Quoting from an encyclical, Francis has written that an every-man-for-himself worldview will rapidly degenerate into a free-for-all, worse than any pandemic. Meantime, as the ICJ works on frequent cases between countries, I wonder what will happen if, for example, serious clashes arise between two great powers, or even if they would be able to help.